Slide your hips back. Sit up tall.
Take a few deep breaths. Roll your shoulders here and there, front and back, and take a few deep breaths.
You're rolling the shoulders out. Close your eyes. Just any little intuitive movements. Then letting the shoulders relax. Letting your arms relax, heavy. Allowing your hips to be grounded. Today we'll be really tuning in to the grounding energy. So start by closing your eyes. Feeling the weight of your hips release to the floor. Let your belly hang out. Releasing any contraction or resistance of your solar plex. Letting a natural Buddha belly release. Don't suck in your belly. Let it go. Relax your pelvic floor. Feels like the bottom of a beanbag chair, just releasing comfortably. And then from there, lengthening through your spine. Relax your jaw. Relax your eyes. Maybe a little wiggle of your eyebrows. Your ears. Relax your mind. Nice soothing breath in, gentle breath out. Gentle breath in, gentle, gentle, gentle breath out. Gentle breath in. Gentle breath out. Bringing your hands to heart center. Let's begin with the sound of three ohms. Exhale. Deep breath in. We'll do two more ohms. First, wait for me to set the pitch, and then try to harmonize together. So first, listen. Listen for the key, and then join in together. As one, collective. Deep breath in. Inhale deeply, a little bit happier, a little smile. Yourself, your source, your spirit, you. And that in me, that source in me, whatever words you use, honors that same shared source essence in you, honoring that which we share. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you. Beautiful, everyone. Close your eyes.
keep them closed, sitting tall. Like to begin with a simple chant. And the chant will be a Buddhist chant, which originated around northern India. And the chant is Om Tare Tutare Ture Swaha. Tara, you may have seen her on little cards around here, is the white, represented on the cards by the white goddess of healing. So it's a healing chant for compassion, healing, light, love. And so you can access those qualities within yourself by chanting this. If you like, you can chant to the force of Tara themselves. And maybe send this to someone in your life, or just enjoy the vibration. Please wait for one or two rounds, and then join with me. Okay? So you want it to be peaceful, really, it's feel like gentle energy. Relax your mind, close your eyes. Om Tare Tutare Ture Swaha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Swaha. Together, soft. Om Tare Tutare Ture Swaha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Swaha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Swaha. massaging inhale. Breathe into your whole spine. Nice sigh, exhale. Once again, inhale, breathe in healing vibration, soothing energy, grounding. Grounding. Beautiful. Either lay on your back or come to child's pose. Your choice. Let yourself get super comfortable, everyone. Close your eyes. Go inward now. And just let the after effects of the chant. Imagine the healing vibrations are still being chanted, but deep in the subconscious, in the silent mind. And you're sending the message to every cell, sending the message to your thought waves, your brain, your consciousness, sending that message to your spirit and the shared spirit that we all contribute, the shared energy, that it's time to relax. Time to let go of control for a little while. And to move into a space of listening, non-judgment, and receptivity. Yin yoga is a natural counterbalance for yang yoga. Yin energy is a natural counterbalance for yang energy. And many of us are very familiar, very comfortable in the yang areas of life. Action, productivity, goal-oriented, in which we give effort and we try to work towards, to manipulate our environment to achieve a certain goal. Yin is the natural and often unseen opposite. So whenever there is a force acting on something, there is an equal and opposite force which is allowing itself to be acted upon. Yielding. In yin yoga, we practice yielding ourselves. Yielding analysis. And we surrender to gravity. We surrender to our sensations. And rather than trying to change what we're feeling, this is a practice of acceptance. And in my humble opinion, and shared definitely by my teacher, there's a pretty big imbalance of yang in many people's lives. We're always pushing against nature.
And so this is an opportunity to practice just listening, letting go. The main technique that you will use in your practice to facilitate a receptive state of mind and experience is your breathing. And so you're allowing a very comfortable breath, but then you're consciously slowing down the breath a little bit. So a nice, calm, smooth breath in. Nice calm breath out. And just for 1 minute, I'd like you to feel how, by breathing consciously, how you can actually feel your breath moving inside you. Your belly is expanding, your ribs are expanding. Your back is expanding. On the inhale, it feels like a balloon is gently filling. And on your exhale, it feels like you're sinking back in to the previous space. Your mind may wander through practice. All sorts of feelings and emotions and thoughts may come up. And your sole intention is to just stay with your breath and allow what you're feeling. Easier said than done, which is why we call it a practice, not a perfection. So remember to smile. Never be hard on yourself. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. In slow motion, come up to your seat. Take your time. Take 30, 40 seconds, a minute. We'll wait for everyone. Coming off of your block. Just stay with your breath. There may be times in the class where there's no specific or obvious instruction on what to do. And that's an opportunity to just be in the space, just meditate. I try to give space between the poses. Keeping your right leg straight. Bend your left leg up, over, and pull the left foot around next to your right hip. We'll do a foundational sequence here. Those of you who have been to my yin classes before, this is such a good sequence. If you can't get your leg in this position, or your legs, making sure that the sole of your left foot is pointing backwards, then you might use a block to support your left leg out to the side, ankle on your thigh, or perhaps Janu Shirshasana, something like this. Coming off of your bolster, if you need to sit on a bolster, if you need to have something under your knee, a little bend, that's fine. Start off by pressing your hands into the floor. So initially, you feel there's a resistance, your arms, your back, pushing down, so resisting gravity. This is always the starting position. We can't go into full surrender right away. Closing your eyes, and tuning in to the massaging breath. So inhale, smooth massage. Exhale, smooth massage. What exactly that feels like for you is going to be different, but you can definitely notice the difference between breath that feels quick versus breath that you're consciously slowing down. This is the technique to bring you into the receptive. Lean forward, stay with your breath, and start to let your head hang down until you meet the initial stretch of the posture. So you feel your hips stretching, your back, the back of your neck. Find a posture that you won't be fidgeting in. Even if you sit up straight, just being in the room is grounding for your nervous system. Five minutes for this first pose. Nice breathing. As you breathe and massage your spine and your mind with each flowing breath, initially notice how the mind tends to move around. It's kind of like wiggly. They call it the monkey mind. It doesn't like to be still. Just notice that phenomenon and stay with your breath. Close your eyes. Start scanning your body. Releasing tension. Relax your hands. Relax your face. And over time, you're allowing yourself to yield to the stretch. Where normally we may exert all of this effort, all of this opinion, trying to change the discomfort, which in turn creates resistance to it and tension. In this practice, try leaning right into it with a calm, kind attitude, supported by massaging breath. Practice accepting the feeling just as it is. Accepting the sounds in the room. Maybe someone coughs or someone drops a bottle. It's all good. Go inward. I recommend not doing strong ujjayi breath. Ujjayi is a heating and a forceful breath. So if you're doing ujjayi, it's peaceful, barely audible. see if you can let go of attachment to any idea of the future pose. Like, my leg has to be straight, or my head has to relax. That's a future idea. Practice totally accepting what you feel right here and now. Last 30 seconds. Maybe the arms go loose like gorilla arms. Maybe haws or hums. Prepare for the final breath. Deep inhale, stay in the pose. Exhale, sink down, heavy hands, heavy legs. Slowly lifting up. Keep your legs the way they are. Keep breathing calmly. Stay with your breath in between the poses. Make the entire practice a meditation on changing sensations. Any Vipassana meditators in the room, or impermanence meditators, a meditation in impermanence. Slow motion. Let's switch the legs. I recommend that you go slower than you want to. Make the journey to the next side just as important as the next side. Feel every little nook and cranny. Honor your knees, honor your hips. You remember the different options for your legs? Make sure the sole of the right foot faces back. Option to have your right ankle on the knee and support the right knee with a block. Option Janu Shishasta. If you have trouble leaning forward, you can sit up on something. Wiggle out your hips. Maybe obvious, but you can take a deep breath in. And just release any drama from the past pose. That pose is over now. And we love holding on, don't we? It's so interesting to see. And then when you're ready, calmly come in. Close your eyes. Your primary tool, every skillful means has a tool. The tool for yin is peaceful, conscious breathing. The tool of yogi is the breath. Close your eyes.
practicing letting go, acceptance in the pose. We'll go a little quieter this time. Less instructions. 5 minutes has begun. Stay connected to the breath. If you notice the mind wanders, lovingly and gently return to your breath. Let your hands become softer. Feel that sensation running the whole back of your body through the hip joints, major energy lines. Just receiving that fresh, gentle flow of prana. Physical and mental bodies are not separate. They're one and the same. So every posture has a psychological and emotional component. So see if you can notice a subtler layer of the pose, the very type of thoughts or attitudes. And notice if the attitude towards the discomfort you're feeling is very gently saying, I don't like this. This shouldn't be. Something is wrong with this. And if you explore that sentiment to its root, you will inevitably find a resistance to what is. Is it possible to breathe into your thoughts? And allow the thought, I fully accept this moment. Everything's okay, to expand. That is the source of Yin Yoga. Last minute, yogis. Stay with your breath. For the final release, final surrender. Deep inhale. Relax something. Relax everything. Relax your face. Relax your hands. Very gently, keep your eyes closed and sit up. Keep your legs the same. Just meditate on this half-released position. Keep breathing. Notice every exhale, you can let go of a little tension. And release your legs straight. You can keep your eyes closed if you like, or you can peek. I had a really nice teacher one time who said, you can read all this Taoist philosophy, you can read yin-yang, you can read about acceptance, you can meditate, contemplate, or you could let go of all of the philosophy and just focus on breathing slowly. And held in that exercise is all of the philosophy. An example of which, just one, we feel a discomfort in our bodies. And then there's a tendency to want to get beyond it. And so if you really pay attention, you'll notice that sometimes when there's a discomfort, what does the breath do? It's like we try to breathe faster, to inhale through or beyond. But there's something that you can experience yourself if you practice, I completely accept, and I'm just going to take my time with it, slowly. I'm not in a rush to get to the next thing. And then on the exhale, I gently exhale, and I'm not in a rush to push away the feeling. I'm not in a rush to let go. It's really perpetually coming into owning that present moment through the breath. So the breath is the thing where all the philosophy comes from in this example. So you can try that out if you like. Let's enjoy another one for our hips. Coming on to your hands and knees. And I'll just show you this one for a moment. We'll be coming into the frog pose, in which case, in a moment, we'll turn to the side, and you might want to watch first. Looking from the side, your hips are over your knees. So what sometimes happens in this pose is you'll see something like this. People come forward like this. And then it's actually getting around the stretch that we want. So even if your knees are closer, try to have your knees equal or even from the side with your hips. And then you can actually bring your knees wider. So you start the posture with a big stretch in the groin. Feet come out, so you turn the toes up like frog legs. And then you'll start off with maybe a block under your head, something like this. Breathing. Or one day, maybe a bolster, or eventually, heart on the floor, arms forward, legs so. Let's turn to the left side. These move slowly when coming in and out of the pose. So you might have to do a little bit of negotiation with your neighbor's foot. Maybe be mindful of the people behind you. Just give a little eyes. And you can shift your mat a little bit up or down. It's fine. So start off the posture. And I
actually walk your knees as far apart as you can to begin. If you need more padding under your knees, you can fold your mat widthwise over itself, third or yeah. And then feet come as wide as your knees. Turn your toes up towards your knees, so splaying the legs out. Start off with your block. And you can just check. You'll know you're starting the pose correctly if you already feel the stretching in the groin. If you don't, bring your legs wider. Nourishing breath here, everyone. Say to your nervous system, I am totally safe. I am fully supported. And even though it's a big amount of information, my nervous system is capable of feeling what I'm feeling. Fluid breath. If you need to, or you feel like exhaling a nice big ha, take your time to inhale. Take your time to exhale.
if you're on something and you've sunk to a level of comfort, then maybe remove the thing that you're on. If your heart is on the floor, reach your arms forward. Move mindfully. No rush. If your hips are coming forward, bring your hips back a little bit so it's in line with your knees. There's about 1 minute left, you guys. Just let yourself totally splay the frog. Splayed dog. Last moments here, without rushing the inhale, savor this moment. Inhale slowly. Tell yourself everything's okay. Let it go. Very gently, please be mindful of your movements. Don't rush. Coming out of the pose, a little bit at a time. Keep your eyes closed. Stay with your breathing as you move. So breathe as you move. Facing the front over time. Either child's pose or lay on your belly. Or lay on your back with your head facing the front. Head facing the front. The word dukkha in Sanskrit means suffering or discomfort. The word sukha means ease, pleasant sensations. And the word ananda means bliss, which is a state of consciousness unaffected by sukha and dukkha. So whether you're comfortable or uncomfortable, that does not affect your inner peace. All these practices give us a little window on what it might be like to live more in ananda. Laying on your belly and then turning onto your back. Good job, everyone. take a great big breath in. All of that effort we expend. Deep breath in. Moving in to our three-part back bend.
So, the first one, you get your block handy. Take out anything from underneath your head. Have the block left and right on the foundation of the lowest level. Lift your hips. Slide the block down your spine so it's below your spine, underneath your hips. Below your spine, underneath your hips. So your lowest vertebra is not touching the block. Your lower back is not touching the block. It's lower. Lower.
Listen to that instruction one more time. Your lower spine is not touching the block. It's lower than your spine. Just underneath the triangle of the hips there. Tailbone. Good. Nothing underneath your head. Have your legs either bent, feet wider. Let your knees hang together like a pyramid. And position your arms any way that's comfortable for you. Option one. Option two, straighten your legs. As you choose your pose, you're also choosing your breath. And you're also deciding the state of consciousness. Smooth, massaging inhale. Smooth, massaging exhale. Option three, diamond legs. We're here for about 3 minutes. Relax your face completely. I like to have my arms opening upwards. Breathe, everyone. Sometimes we choose a posture that's too much for our current capacity. So even if we tried to breathe calmly, we couldn't. And so if it feels like you're having like it's really a lot for you, then maybe just take an easier pose, or maybe use a bolster instead of a block. So your breath is the main focus. Lay back and let the earth support you. Observe the beginning of the inhale, the middle of the inhale, the end of the inhale, the pause at the end.
observe the beginning of the exhale, the middle, the calm end, the pause between. You can let those little sounds, those little whimpers move. It's really good. There's just about 15 seconds left. It's a good sentence. Inhale all the way. Expand your belly. Let everything surrender. Your legs are in diamond. Hands hold the back of your knees first, and then slowly help your knees together. Keep your feet nice and relaxed, your face calm. And let's come off of the block for a moment. Just lay flat on your back. Your legs, no muscles here. Let's move into the middle back now. So the way that I come into this is to first lift your upper body up off the floor, like you're sitting up halfway. Sit up halfway. Maybe wiggle your legs a little bit so you can make sure that your buttocks, your legs are really heavy. And don't let your hips or your butt lift off the floor. Keep your hips on the floor the whole time, like an anchor. And then the block, foundation, left and right. Bring the block about maybe 10 centimeters away from the back of the flesh of your buttocks. So your hips are still on the floor. There's a little space underneath your lower back. And lean back on the block. So the block, to start, will be flat, left and right, the lowest, flattest level. That creates more of a stable base. If you're more flexible, you can move up over time, and maybe put some padding on there. Lay back, let your head hang backwards. If your neck is really sore, put something underneath your head. And eventually, your hips relax completely on one side. Your shoulders and your neck relax completely on the other side. Hips on the floor. breathing along the full length of your torso. Gently stretching the front of your solar plex. Listening to the signals that you feel. Our mind has a timeline. It has memories, projections of the future. But the language of sensation, sometimes we feel a sensation and the mind then goes to a memory or a future. The point, see if you can just listen to the present moment compilation of sensations and emotions without attaching any words, without going into the past story or future, without any comparison. In other words, letting the mind detach a little bit and just breathing into the sensations themselves. You'd be very surprised, intrigued by what's there. Last minute. Relax your buttocks. So heavy. Relax your head. Relax your shoulders. Relax the muscles behind your eyeballs. Those deep inner head muscles. Just let them go. Deep inhale. Both ends relax at once. Feet and hands totally loose. Keep breathing. Slowly prop your upper body up, so pressing down the elbows. Don't take the block out just yet. We're going to go right into the last one from this one. So even this transition, imagine that it's part of the previous pose. Calm and steady. Tap the block upwards so the block comes underneath your shoulder. Recommend having the legs straight. Close your lips. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Slow down.
universe has been around for billions of years. Billions of years. For a moment, let go of the effort to get to a few minutes ahead.
Just enjoy a moment.
Feel the breath moving through your body. Relax your face. Tune in to the vibration. Trust. This is a big one for this pose. Can I trust? I don't have to do anything. I don't have to be anything different. And I trust that I am supported by the earth. And see if you can totally surrender to that feeling. Last minute. Slow down your breath. Just a little bit. Last moment, last breath. Deep inhale, fill up your collarbone a little more. Close your eyes. Exhale, let it all go. Very gently, take your time and lay on your back. You can roll to the side first if you like. Really move slow here. Moans and groans, okay. Just enjoy the neutral spine position and notice all those nice feelings that come with it.
listen to yourself. What inner process is taking place in this moment? Just listen. Totally allow. Bend your right knee up towards you. We'll do just a simple final twist. Hold your right knee with your left hand. Slowly twist your knee to the left. You can rest your knee on a block or on a bolster, or let the whole weight of the leg go to the floor. You don't want to be just holding your leg up in the air using your muscles. It defeats the purpose. You want to find a position that you can let the whole weight of your leg relax on something. Reach your right arm out to the right side. Your shoulder can come off the floor. And maybe rest your right arm on a block. Turn your head to the right. Find a position, maybe sliding your head, more bringing your right ear closer to the floor, so the head can totally relax. Yes. And just 1 minute here. Don't try to get anywhere. Just relax. To your shoulder. Breathe into your waist. Relax all the muscles of your face. Stay with your breath. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. See if you can go back inside. Close your eyes. Make the choice. Final breath in. Exhale. Gently come back. Come back to the center. Take a nice breath in and out. Slowly, other side. So good, you guys. Left knee to the right, head to the left, left arm to the left. You've already done all of those intense poses. So it's totally normal and understandable
after we get through the main intensity to kind of like for our engagement to like soften. But I invite you to stay just as present here. To re-find that slow breath. Feeling the expansion. Let's move into the last breath here. Deep breath in. Maybe a little more. Let yourself go limp. Back of your heart release. Maybe a little smile. Slowly come back to the center. Center your hips, center your shoulders. Stretch your arms to the front of the room, legs to the back of the room. Take a nice deep inhale, and as you breathe in, reach your fingers and reach your toes back. Breathe in and reach. Exhale, relax. Again, slowly, inhale, calmly, feel both ends at the same time, and gently release, exhale. So you're stretching your awareness. Inhale, you're stretching your breath, you're stretching your body. Let it all go. Hug your knees in one last time. Give yourself an actual hug here. You totally earned it. Optional is to give each knee a little kiss. Find that sentiment of gratitude, self-love. And then release on your back. Final Shavasana. If your back is sore, have a bolster underneath your knees. Straight down your side body. The bolster is under your knees, not your feet. Heels close together. Toes hang apart. Have your arms close to your side body. Palms are open to the ceiling. And then tuck your shoulders underneath you. Legs completely relax, feet hang apart. Close your eyes. Relax. Relax the soles of your feet. Gently move your awareness. You don't need
relax your lower back, your middle back, your upper back. Relax your shoulders. Relax your arms. The palms of your hands. Soften your fingers. Relax your neck. Relax the back of your head. Relax your whole face. Just let your face melt like warm jello. Relax the back of your eyeballs. Relax your breathing. Let go of any control of your breath. Just let Mother Nature breathe through you now. Let go of your breath. Relax your inner organs. Relax your spine. And relax your mind. Sink into the floor.
gently. Remain still. Bring your awareness back to the space. Permeating the physical body. Feeling into the floor. Feeling both inside and outer worlds at the same time. At peace. Gently wiggle your fingers and your toes. Just tiny little wiggles. I recommend not doing any big movements here. Just the subtlest little movements. Then slowly roll to your right side. Every muscle. If you can keep your eyes closed, do so. Come in calmly up to the final seated position. Gently lifting through your heart, grounding through your hips, imagining or feeling your energetic body continuing past your tailbone, deep into the center of the earth. The energy continuing beyond your crown, far above you. To heart center. One Om, three Shantis. Shanti means peace. Exhale. Deep inhale.
Shanti.
Namaste. Each of us, each of you, are unique, once in a universe, beautiful wave. But we're also all part of the same ocean. So love the wave, but also remember that you're connected to something incredibly vast. Thank you.